National Guard aired in cooperation with the North Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, good morning. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got a clear sky, 26 degrees. And I want to welcome brand new to our once a month Wilkin Soil and Water segment, Adam Mortensen, and brand new to Wilkin Soil and Water. Adam on the phone with me this morning. Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. First time that you and I get a chance to talk. Bring us up to speed. You're brand new to Wilkin Soil and Water. What's the background, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started at the Wilkin Soil and Water probably about a month ago here now. Grew up in Wahpeton, you know, and then after I graduated from high school, went on, went to college and whatnot, landed in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota up there, worked for Soil and Water up there for a couple of years, and NRCS, and with the recent government restructurings, I was found without a job, and Wilkin Soil and Water was there and available for me. So pretty excited to kind of come back, you know, back to the kind of the hometown area and work with the producers around here to get some good conservation on the ground and do some good things in the county.
Well, and it sounds like soil and water kind of in your blood. It's what you're used to. So again, welcome back home and welcome to the morning show here. Appreciate it. Hey, you've got a lot of things coming up at Wilkin Soil and Water. The first thing, Ladies Night, that's coming up here this week. Tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hit the nail right on the head. It's a busy time for the soil and water. It's a busy time for the county. You know, everyone's getting ready for spring and everything. You know, Ladies Night, get the gals in conservation in the area to come on out. It's at the Wahpeton Community Center this year. I know it as the Old Armory, just south of Main Street down there, starting at 5:30. So, you know, get your tickets. I think we're still selling them down at the office there. Talk to Brenda and she'll sell you some, or the Richland Soil Conservation District, they'll sell you tickets too. So, yeah, should be a good night. Like I said, social starts at 5:30. It sounds like we have a hypnotist for the night's entertainment, so should be a good night down there.
Absolutely. I think you'll get a good turnout for that. Hey, listen, you are hiring too at Wilkin Soil and Water, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking to hire a summer technician, just a seasonal position this summer. You know, anyone that's interested in natural resources, interested in agriculture, wants to pick up a few things here and there, get a summer job, you know, whether you're going off to school or what. You know, it'd be great to either pop by and grab an application or hop online. It's on our website too. You know, it's a great opportunity for somebody who's trying to dip their feet in the soil and water world, or, you know, maybe they want to go work for the Department of Ag or something like that.
Sure.
You know, or anything similar like that. It's a great opportunity to kind of see what we do for the summer.
And great experience. And one of the things, Adam, that you'll find with me, I love talking about this particular topic because it's very popular at Wilkin Soil and Water. Tree sales. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah. I mean, trees are kind of what we got our roots in, you know. I mean, back when Soil and Water Conservation District started, you know, we were recovering from the Dust Bowl. We were planting tree rows. We were stopping wind erosion. You know, that was kind of the start of things. You know, so it's just kind of, it goes hand in hand with the soil and water having tree sales.
Right.
We still have these conservation trees for sale. We got some potted, some bare roots, you know, spruces. We got some cottonwoods, some hybrids, that kind of stuff. So we're still taking orders. You know, I mean, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The second best time is right now.
Absolutely. I love that. That is a great line. So people want these, they can call you or just stop into the office, right?
Call us, stop in the office, whatever works. Tree pickups on the 25th of April. You know, so, I mean, getting that order squared away sooner rather than later is usually our best option. If you're holding out, waiting for them to go on sale, just know they don't actually go on sale. The price is the price until they're gone.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And yeah.
What else you got? You had one more thing on that. It's kind of escaping me here. One more thing you wanted to mention. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So as we're ramping up for the summer season and everything, you know, a lot of people know that we do custom seedings. If you're seeding down some CRP or, you know, maybe some pasture or you know, those kind of conservation plantings, you know, now is a great time to stop by the office and get that scheduled, you know, rather than, oh, shoot, I wanted to get that done next week. I better call them and see if they have room, you know. Come in, get yourself on our list. You know, we can get you scheduled. We also do some land management stuff, you know, mowing and tree removal, that kind of thing. If you've got a project on, you know, maybe some conservation land, some CRP or some hunting land, something like that, you got a project, you're not sure if you want to tackle it or not, you're looking to see who does it in the area, stop by and we'll see if we can help you with something. And you know, or maybe if you just don't know what to do with this land, mm-hmm. I mean, we're well-versed in that stuff. We can stop out and do a consult with you and give you some options and some suggestions to make your property the best that you can make it.
Folks, listen, if you missed any part of this conversation between Adam and I, it will be available in podcast form on our website, and that'll be up early this afternoon, kbmwnews.com. Adam Mortensen, again, welcome to the show, and welcome back home, my friend. Look forward to talking with you in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, though.
You bet. All right, it's 7:13 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.